This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson, podcasting from gorgeous Mile High, Colorado Springs. The Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes, and please share this with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 546. Today we're going to be talking about how self-mastery is actually the ultimate goal. Out of all the goals you can write down and create and think of, in my perspective, self-mastery is the ultimate goal. So, you know, you kind of think about what's standing in the way of you reaching a level of success you desire, whether that's financial, business-wise, relationship-wise. You know, what's standing in your way? Is the problem that you don't know enough? Probably not. You know, if you're listening to this podcast, you've been educated, you've had some worldly experience. So I don't think it's that you don't know enough. You know, is there too much competition? Not even close. There's competition is all in the mind, actually. There may be people wanting the same thing, but the competition is very minimal for, you know, a career, for romance, for any of that. So the only obstacle is a lack of mastery over yourself. And self-mastery is the only goal you need to achieve. From that, you can achieve all your goals. So when I look at self-mastery, I look at it from a mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual perspective. A lot of publications out there talk about self-mastery as just your thoughts. And that's the beginning, right? But I look at it as, first, when you can have master over your body, when you can create the body that you want, that is your thoughts manifesting into your body. So I use the body as a experiment or an example, right? Because if you can't control the shape of your body or the fitness level of yourself, how can you control your life? So I think I've mentioned this to you a few times, that the body leads to the mind leads to the emotions lead to the spirit, the soul. And we want to make sure we have self-mastery on all those levels. So when I work with clients, I'll start with the physical, and then we'll go to the mental, like what's preventing them from going to the gym or going for a hike or changing the diet or anything. And then we get into the emotional part of why that thought is there. And then once we get into the emotion part of it, you know, they may get angry, they may get frustrated, they may feel embarrassed, whatever those emotions are. Then we go into the spiritual part of it, and how does mastery over physical, mental, and emotional help with the spiritual part? So when we start looking at self-mastery, we want to look at it as a complete, you are a homogenous, if you will, individual. You're here. You have four bodies, and we want to have self-mastery over all of them. So I'm going to go through some tips that will apply to the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual. So one of the first things you should do, or not should do, but I would recommend, is make a list of things that you should do each day but aren't. That could be working out. That could be meditating. That could be counting to 10 when you're angry before you respond. That could be watching your thoughts during the day. So make a list. I mean, these things can go, this list might be pretty long, because you know deep inside, and I would put maybe not should, but want, but you know what you should be doing for you to live the best life you possibly can and aren't. So you make this list, and I would do four columns. I would do the physical, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual. And start making lists on what you should do each day. And that could be even the physical. It could be cleaning your house. It could be cleaning your room. It could be cleaning something, right? Because that's a physical activity. So put these things down. Start making a list of all the things you should do each day but aren't. Then You make a list of all the things that you do each day, but shouldn't. Watching too much TV, eating junk food, sleeping in too late, getting in arguments, all of these things. So we could, again, I would go through the mental or the physical, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual. Make a list of things that you shouldn't be doing. Like, I do this and I wish I could stop. So you want to, so now you have these two lists, right? The ones that you should be doing and the ones that you shouldn't be doing. And these lists, most likely the shouldn't might be a little bit longer, because when you start looking at the physical, that would include your nutrition. So are you drinking water? Are you, right? And I shouldn't be having sugar coffee, a lot of sugar drinks, and I shouldn't be doing, right? All of those things for your health. And what you will find is that both these lists should will be 180 degrees. So if your shouldn't is, I shouldn't be drinking too many sugar energy drinks. The should be, I should be drinking more water. So you're going to have a balance for each of these. And maybe the ones that you should be don't have that balance, but all of the ones that you shouldn't be doing hopefully will be reflected on the side of the things that you should be doing. Again, I shouldn't be eating 10 cheeseburgers a day. What I should be doing is having a salad instead. So now you have these alternatives or these balancings, these negating a debit asset one where it equalizes itself. Then, after you have this list down, begin by addressing one item from each list. Slowly eliminate one negative item and add one positive item. And actually, this is simultaneous. So we'll just use stop eating donuts for breakfast. Start having a healthy smoothie. Those two things, that's one thing. All those are two separate things. They can be act as one thing. So what I would recommend also doing is when you make these lists, rearrange them so that you can see when you stop doing this and you start doing this, you replace it. Because the problem is, when we stop doing something, there's an empty space, and we will fill it very easily with the same bad habit unless we replace it immediately with something good. Again, we'll just say stop eating donuts, have a healthy smoothie. If all you did is say stop eating donuts, then you may do it for a couple of days, but all you'd be thinking about is donuts, donuts, donuts on the way to work, and you would then fall back in because there's this empty space. Well, I've always had something to eat here, and I always did this, and we get into these habits and routines, and we become complacent to them. But if we can replace it, so instead of donuts, you're going to have a healthy smoothie before you leave, and then change, then you've replaced one bad habit with a good habit or a thing that you should do. And this is all part of self-mastery. Again, so I would make four columns, right? The physical, the mental, the emotional, the spiritual, things that you shouldn't be doing, and then counterbalance that with what you are going to do instead. And when you start to balance this out, you're going to be amazed at how simple, it may not be easy, but how simple you can come up with alternatives to the things that you want to give up versus that you want to do. It could be, I don't want to sleep in late, so you wake up early and meditate, or you wake up early and go to the gym. But counterbalance these so that you will have this physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual component for you to then work on your self-mastery. Because part of self-mastery is the discipline of you focusing on what you want and taking action. Lack of self-mastery is the world is going to tell you how much you can make, how who you should love, what you should look like, and that's not self-mastery when the world infects you with what it thinks it should be. Sitting back doing nothing is not self-mastery. So we want to, and I would say, start small with something small and then work up to bigger things on this. But have a long-term focus, right? I mean, Steve Covey talks about this, have the end in mind. So if we're halfway through the year now, have a long-term focus towards the end of this year. How many good habits do you want to engage in? I would write that down as opposed to how many bad habits do you want to release because the good habits are automatically going to replace the bad habits. So have a long-term focus. What do you want to look like on your road to self-mastery at the end of the year? You know, lay that out mentally or physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Negative behaviors have short-term rewards, right? We're in an instant fix society. Oh, I'll just have that donut today, and then you know, I'll go back to my diet tomorrow. But every single day, what you plant today will sprout tomorrow. So having a long-term focus going, this is the person I want to be at the end of the year, having that long-term focus will help and encourage you to have positive behaviors now. Yes, you might not get that instant gratification of the sugar rush or the adrenaline rush of being in an argument or the adrenaline rush of being late all the time. But in the long run, your life will be under your control because you will be controlling the physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual. So the thing is, have this long-term focus because the negative behaviors do have short-term rewards. And realize that your body will resist, right? Where the body is what it is, and it has its own, you know, it's part of the unconscious mind. So you, we'll use the donut for an example. You're going to go, okay, I'm going to have smoothies every day. Well, 2 or 3 days, you might feel great. And then it's like, man, I need that sugar fix. And it's going to be all unconscious. And you're going to start to crave donuts. You're going to start to see them because the body's going to resist based on all the other habits, what you're trying to do. So know the body's going to resist. The body is a extension of your unconscious mind. So your mind is going to resist and it's going to manifest in your body. So know that is going to happen and put in place safety nets like a coach, friends, accountability partner, but put in place safety nets so that as you start to work through your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual positive habits that you want to include, that person or a safety net will help you. For example, you don't want to, even if your significant other loves donuts and you don't, you could ask them, hey, can we please not put any donuts in the house? If you want them, that's great. Get them on your way to work. But I'm really trying to master myself on eating better. Most likely your significant other will go, yes, I'm all in favor for it. Wonderful. So that's how you can help ease this resistance of your body. But self-mastery, I mean, think about this. When you can master yourself, your physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, you can master anything. Because you're mastering your mind, you can build up your resilience, your mental strength, your grit. You can go after anything you want because the self-mastery is part of keep going when things get tough, keep going when things go easy, keep going, period. And when you can work on yourself, because your world, your universe, you are in the center of it. And if you can't manage yourself, if you can't be self-mastery off of yourself, who is the center of your world, how are you going to be master over your world? You're going to have somebody tell you what to do, what to eat, where to go, what to, and then you're at the disposal of the world's beckoning. When you can create your own self-mastery, then you can create any part of your life that you want, the financial part of it, the relationship part of it, the vacations, all of it. You can create it. So self-mastery is really the ultimate goal in achieving the success that you want. So the takeaway here, that is, self-mastery is the key. It is the key for all success. If you can master yourself, everything else becomes easy because it is. You are going to be the hardest person to master. When you can master yourself, everything else is going to become easy. Can you master yourself? Yes, absolutely, positively. But especially with the help of a coach like me or accountability person. But key your attention on the long-term impact of the behaviors and avoid the short-term pleasures that lead to the long-term challenges. And what the best way is just focus on what you want. Just keep that in your mind, keep that in your vision, and start to work through it. If you'd like to see the show notes, please hop over to warriormindcoach.com. You can see the show notes on the self-mastery podcast. You can find some blog posts, some other ones. And while you're over there, if you'd like to have an introductory consultation, go ahead and click on that button there. While you're on the internet, please follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest under Warrior Mind Coach.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS or podcast feed. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.